So you mentioned the issue of the stroma with pancreatic cancer, and I was curious, there's this agent, PEG-PH20. There was an oral data set presented at ASCO. Could you talk about what you understand about this agent and sort of how it works and whether there's any reason to think that, you know, maybe it's going to end up in practice?
So PEG-PH20 is a pegylated hyaluronidase, and hyaluronidase breaks down tissues. And in pancreatic cancer, as we know, stroma is very important. We think the stroma in the pancreatic tumor acts as a barrier to chemotherapeutic agents, prevents T cells from entering, and perhaps that's one of the main issues that pancreatic cancer doesn't respond well to chemotherapy. This agent, which is pegylated hyaluronidase, has very good preclinical data to use this in clinical trials. The preclinical studies done in KRAS mutated mice by very well-known investigators have shown remarkable activity in mice, that tumors shrank considerably and remained that way for quite a long period of time when combined with gemcitabine. So based on these clinical data, clinical trials have been started. There is one study initially with gemcitabine and then gem-nab-paclitaxel, a randomized phase 2 study, and that was presented at ASCO. So that study did show encouraging activity, especially in the 40 to 50% of tumors which have high hyaluronin levels. It's a targeted drug aimed at tumors which have high hyaluronin. And high hyaluronin, it's a marker of poor outcome. I think the story is very similar to HER2-new in breast cancer. HER2-new by itself is a bad prognostic sign, but it also is a marker of activity for trastuzumab. So that study is ongoing. At the same time, we have had conflicting data from a SWOG study that I'm part of, using PEG-PH20 with FOLFIRINOX, a randomized phase 2. That study was halted on review by the Data Monitoring Safety Board because there was no added benefit to PEG-PH20. So we are trying to figure out why we have differences. I think this is a very important question because we have two studies with differing outcomes. In the study with FOLFIRINOX, it's a different backbone. The amount of PEG-PH20 given is less in the first 4 weeks because we could not escalate further. PEG-PH20 does seem to increase side effects of chemotherapy with FOLFIRINOX. So there are a number of differences and a lot of ongoing activity in trying to figure out why we have these differing results.
Your analogy to HER2-positive breast cancer is really interesting. Even the whole idea of targeted therapy of pancreatic cancer is kind of interesting. But I think if I'm remembering correctly, wasn't this agent associated with some kind of clotting problem?
Yes. PEG-PH20, when given with chemotherapy, whether it's FOLFIRINOX or gem-nab-paclitaxel, increases thromboembolic events. So in both the clinical trials, patients needed prophylactic low molecular weight heparin, and that reduced the thromboembolic event. So that also is very interesting, and I think there's something very important there because this was not seen in the phase 1 study as a single agent. So it's clearly some interaction with chemotherapy or some other process. I think PEG-PH20 is clearly an active drug and does interfere or modulate the stroma. And it may be that the chemotherapy backbone is important. I think that we are finding that out.